This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
Welcome to Unhinged with Teresa Romer. Here I am, another podcast, another person, and I cannot wait to dive into this podcast with you. I have my really good friend, Erica Romelli. Here, she is an herbalist. She is someone that is my go-to person when it comes to not only just health, but herbs and what works and what doesn't work, and you know, so on and so forth. Because sometimes, like, she'll mention an herb and I'm like, what is that? I know a lot about herbs, but not like you know, like you've studied forever. This is your forte. This is, you know, I'll give you an exercise. I can do that all day long. But when it comes to certain herbs and certain things that actually help heal the body, I'm not lost, but I could learn more, mm-hmm. You know. So welcome, Erica.
Thank you, love.
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of you have seen her with me before. I don't think we've ever done a podcast before, but we've done different videos for YouTube and so on and so forth. So mm-hmm. If you follow me on YouTube, you definitely have seen her with me in the past. But yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is always so much fun to hang out with you and your crowd and your peeps. I love it. And you know, anytime I get the opportunity to talk about a plant, those are my girls. So every time I get to talk about them and how they can help us thrive, how they can help us live better, heal faster, and boost longevity, I am all for that.
Well, and what most people don't understand and realize, you know, because I grew up on a farm, ranch, mm-hmm. and we were all about raising our own cattle, chickens, pigs, growing our own vegetables. My mother would can in the fall. Like, we were all about sustainability. Like, the only thing we went to the grocery store for was cleaning supplies.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm. like, toilet paper. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we grew and raised everything on our ranch.
Self-sustainable.
Yes. And I think we've gotten so far past that now that we are so into quick, 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 quick. Get it at the grocery store. We don't know what's in it, what's mm-hmm. on it. Pesticides, mm-hmm. God only knows what. Fast food. Everything is just fast, 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 fast. And people just don't understand and realize that if they can just get back to nature a little bit, it's amazing how our food, natural, pure food, can actually help heal us.
Yeah, because it has all the building blocks, the yeah. macronutrients, the vitamins, all of the soil is actually providing the plant with everything that we need later on to consume and create kind of like that circle of life.
Right.
But now everything is so stripped of nutrients that we are actually deficient. So we think we're eating, but we're really malnourished.
Very malnourished. Mm-hmm. Very. And so I just want to touch on what a key role herbs play, yeah. you know. Like, I know in my summertime, I grow some herbs, mm-hmm. not probably everything I should grow, you know, but I touch on a
you
little
do.
Parsley
yes,
and cilantro, and
awesome.
You know, but I'm just saying, there's a whole world of herbs that people just don't know and mm-hmm. don't understand.
And not all herbs, as we know, are as powerful as one or the other, because we are now subject to whatever they want to sell us. So there's a whole commercial deal going on there. So today I want to dive into, okay, which ones are the ones that are really going to make a huge difference in your life?
Right.
Which ones are going to be the better bang for your wallet? And which ones are truly going to be readily absorbable by your body so your body can actually use them as fuel, as medicine, as repair compounds,
right,
so you can thrive?
And I think a lot of times I'm very envious and in awe of the Asian community, because I truly believe the Asians truly have it down.
It's embedded in the culture.
Yes, like they are all about eating healthy and herbs and all that kind of stuff. Like I go to an acupuncturist and my massage girl, like they're all into herbs and just everything natural, natural. And I'll be like, oh, this really hurts me. What do you think I should go do and get at the store? And she's like, oh, no, take this herb, this will. And I'm like, what? So, yeah, I'm excited.
I love this. You know, the U.S. was colonized mainly by a lot of Europeans, and their habits were not the healthiest. The Europeans were really the ones that colonized North America, and their hygiene habits were not the greatest. They had wells with dirty sewage. They had poor personal hygiene. And when you think about South Asia, when you think about the Aztecs or the indigenous groups of South America, they all had clear, pure water. Mm. They had very thorough purification rituals with clay, with herbs, with perfumes, with incense, and the Europeans just did not have that. So that has not been passed on generation to generation, and it's no longer embedded in the culture. So I think that today we see in the younger generations, people are very curious.
Right.
And they actually want to learn how to make their own skincare or how to now kind of reclaim that in order to have sovereignty over their power, over their health, over their well-being.
Right.
So that's why we're here, because we want to give you some tools and some juicy insights on how to do that.
And I'm all about, back in the day, it was all about looking good. You know, because when you're younger, you just think you're invincible. You know, you're going to live forever. You don't have to worry about things. Just, And then as you get older, you're more about not so much looking good, which we do like to look good, but it's, I want to live longer, healthier.
And feel good.
Because as I'm aging and I'm seeing other people much older than me.
You're aging?
But as I see all these other people older than myself, even aging, and the decline in their health as they age, and I know that's got to be part of life, but then I look at people that are from Asia or somewhere else that are like 100 years old, 105 years old, and they're still trekking up the mountain, and they're still doing this, and they're still doing that, and I'm like, there's got to be a better way to take care of yourself naturally than the U.S. thinks there is. Like, you know, I think the U.S. is all about, oh, I have an ailment, take a pill.
And but we're not addressing the root cause of that.
Right.
What's
Me, the pill always helps you live with the problem, not solve the problem. And I'm all about, how do I solve the problem? As a personal trainer and a health club owner and everything all my life, like, I was always like, no, I don't want you to be on high blood pressure medicine the rest of your life. We're going to figure out what's causing it and get rid of that problem. You know, like, is it the weight? Is it the diet? What is it? You know? And so my whole life, I've been so against taking a pill for anything. It's like, no, there's a reason why it's happening. It's a warning signal going off in your body.
And it's a habit. It's a behavior. Right. So how do we bring awareness and mindful discipline to our lifestyles,
right,
to make small modifications. I mean, today we're eating so much that is really high in carbs, really high in processed sugars, really high in fats that are not good for you, colorants and all sorts of other chemical add-ons to your product. So when even you look at the back of the label, there's these lists of things. Like, I make bread with 5 ingredients. I don't understand why we need 17 or right. 20 or 50.
Right.
That is insane.
And half the time, I don't even know if some of the stuff that they're putting on this label is actually true. Mm-hmm. You know, and the same goes with supplements. Like, you know, you go say, oh, I need magnesium or, oh, I need this. You're really looking at the label going, mm-hmm. How much am I really getting? Am mm-hmm. I just getting a trace of it? Mm-hmm. Like, I really...
That's a great one. We were talking about that the other day.
Right.
Do you just get a trace, or are you really just getting the thing you purchased?
Right. Like, so mm-hmm. somebody will be like, what do you think of this multivitamin? I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, do not take that. Like, yeah. I don't care if you have to individually take certain supplements by themselves. Yeah. Most of the time, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but most of the time when you take a multivitamin, you're getting very little of what you truly, truly, truly need.
And you're going to end up peeing it off. Now, let's talk about vitamins there for a second. Let's say, like, the common one, vitamin C, vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
In order for your body to be able to absorb it, so you go, you buy a supplement, and you're going to get some vitamin C. In order for your body to be able to use it, the cell, it has its membrane, and it needs an enzyme called CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
If you are low on CoQ10, that is what signals the cell to open up the gates so you can actually use and absorb that vitamin C and the vitamin E. So if you're going to take those supplements, you do need to be taking CoQ10 to go with now, it.
And the question, how many doctors do you know would tell you, I need you to take some vitamin C and some vitamin D and some of this, but I also need you to take CoQ10. I've never heard a doctor tell me that, ever. I don't even think they're aware of it. And you know why? Because, and I'm not bashing doctors here, don't get me wrong, but I've been like, most doctors say that they're part of being a doctor, their schooling, there was only like a tiny, minuscule of a couple hours of mm-hmm. nutrition.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It is crazy.
That's it.
Is crazy.
My thoughts on doctors, that's another podcast. Although I have a lot of doctor friends, but anyway, so let's go back to our plants, mm-hmm. you know, and how our plants can actually help heal us. Like, everyone in the world is familiar with matcha.
Matcha. Mm-hmm.
Going to any coffee shop, you can order a matcha.
You can order coffee.
I've never had one.
You've never had
one? I've never had one.
I need to prepare some ceremonial matcha for you. It's so good.
I've never had one because I don't go to coffee shops. I think coffee shops are a waste of time. Yeah. I mean, I have my 2 cups of coffee here at my house and I'm good, you know, so I just don't waste my time or my money at coffee shops. Okay. So I've never had a matcha. But let's talk about matcha, and then we're going to talk about one of my other favorite herbs in the world, moringa. The Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. It is literally the Holy Grail. Okay, so matcha comes from the plant Camellia sinensis. That's the actual name of the plant, which is the same plant that all tea comes from.
Hmm.
So black tea, oolongs, pu'er, all come from the Camellia sinensis. It's just the process that changes in the process of fermentation or of drying, or if it's rolled up in little balls, or if it's whatever the format, packed into a puck, whatever that is. When we think about matcha, I do have some personal opinions I hope I can share here with you. I'm going to get really raw with you. As an herbalist, I have a little bit of an issue with this globalization of matcha as a cool drink. There's like trendiness, mainly because the best matcha comes from a very small region in Japan, which is already not a big territory. So the best one comes from a small region. It takes a very tedious process in order to process. You need to cover the leaves 3 weeks before to boost the chlorophyll content in it. You need to pick it by hand. Then it goes through this very tedious hand labored intensive process.
Wow.
And that's why now all of my beautiful yogi girls that are out there, trendy matcha drink and your cute outfits, there's other plants that I think would be a better investment of your money, a 10x return on your health, nutritional compounds and value. And you would also help the world in sustainability, because right now matcha has become super expensive. Or we're seeing that people are mixing the quality with something else. So it's now mixed. For example, you go to a place like Starbucks that we all know. Starbucks sells a matcha drink, and I call it a matcha drink, which is not matcha, because it's a powdered form of Camellia sinensis that is mixed with dried milk, that is mixed with sugary agents,
yeah,
with preservatives, and eventually what you're drinking is so bad for you that the amount of matcha content that's in there is really not enough for you to get those benefits of the L-theanine.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, why is it they, and not just matcha.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Matcha, but like so many other things, including our vitamins and minerals and everything else. Why is it they always seem to cut corners and add fillers? I always call them fillers.
Because we buy it.
I know.
Because we are buying it. And we don't care. And the moment we decide, you know what, I don't want to put that in my body,
mm-hmm,
I am going to make better, healthier choices for me and for my family. Mm-hmm. The moment we do that and we vote with our dollars,
yeah,
that's how a lot of products get canceled from a lot of stores because they're just not selling. So I understand. And here's the thing. When we think of the palate, the educational pleasure that our American palate loves is sugar, it's creamy, it's buttery. Like that's what people are going for.
Yeah.
Normally the herbs tend to be bitters.
Mm.
And a bitter is very important in your life because it triggers your pancreas into releasing insulin into all sorts of other biochemical compounds that are very necessary. So
right.
Bitterness, the taste of bitter in your mouth
is good.
Signals so many other processes in the body so that you can process fat, for example, so that you can curb the sugar in the blood. So when we begin to look at plants that are really powerful for you, I think cacao is one of the incredible superfoods.
Love.
Not just chocolate. Chocolate is cacao mixed with something, but just cacao,
mm-hmm,
by itself,
mm-hmm,
packed with magnesium. It is one of the most incredible superfoods. It boosts dopamine. It helps you feel good. So that is fantastic. And next one that I absolutely adore is the group of berries. And I say berries as in like goji berries that are readily available, that we can get them. High in vitamin C, camu, fantastic. Sea buckthorn. When we talk about beauty, not just internal but also external beauty.
Right.
Sea buckthorn is the queen for that. You consume sea buckthorn and it helps tonification of your skin. It helps with vitamin E. It's a beautifier.
No, so, I've never heard of that.
See, oh, I need to bring
Where
you
would
some.
You find it?
I brought some from the Himalayas. I went to go meet with the growers.
Just, you know, I was in the Himalayas and brought some home.
We
all just go to the Himalayas to shop.
No, but I have some links and I have some friends that have some great plants. I am part of the American Guild of Herbalists and we have access to incredibleists. But I'm a big plant snob.
Yeah.
I want the best. I want the purest. I want the cleanest. And I'm always on the lookout for who has the best. So that led me to the Himalayas to go buy apricot oil and sea buckthorn.
Wow.
On that note, you mentioned earlier moringa.
Moringa.
So, yes, drink the matcha. But the holy grail, you just called it.
Holy grail.
To me, as a plant lover, I have like five plants that in my world, if I was going to get abducted by aliens, I would like take with me to make sure they're in the spaceship.
I can't survive without them.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Or I don't know where I'm going. I know that if I have these, I'll be fine. Moringa is one of those.
Right.
Moringa is called the miracle tree of the world. Mm-hmm. It grows really fast. It grows in many areas of our planet, so we don't have to depend on a small region to supply the volume of Americas.
But most of the time, it's found...
It's kind of tropical areas.
Right.
So we have it on that belt of Mexico, Colombia, like Ecuadorian
India.
Regions, India.
Most of it comes from India.
Most of it comes from India, and...
But I think the purest and the best...
Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Uganda, mm-hmm. Uganda, Uganda. So I was talking to my friend Teddy, who's one of the great growers of Moringa in Uganda, and he has been sending some of these samples to some labs, which... we're consuming Essent Bio. And so this particular lab in Australia got tests for all sorts of Moringa from different places. And the one from Uganda was so high in medicinal compounds, in nutritional value,
right,
that they decided that that's the one that they were going to be using. So I've been taking Moringa, that particular Moringa, now for 2 months. So are you. And I have seen, has it happened to you? Like, I feel alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like rested. I had like a little pinch on my lower back and some like inflammation gone. Mood swings, because I'm not in my 20s anymore. So now I'm starting to see that hormones are just kind of doing their thing. And I see it in my skin. My skin has kind of changing a little bit, and my drive, like just the desire, the vitality to go work out. I had no desire to work out. Like for months, I was like, but now.
The brain fog.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to call it a miracle drug, but it's not a drug.
Oh.
You know, I mean, like it's a plant. Mm-hmm. It's nature, you mm-hmm. know. It's no different than being grounded. Mm-hmm. Have you ever just gone out and done grounding?
Mm-hmm.
Where you walk barefoot mm-hmm. and you just, you know, people don't understand that. They're like, oh, that doesn't happen. That's not real. Yes, it is.
It regulates.
And it's just like this Moringa. It's like the real holy grail.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's an ailment that you have.
Moringa would take care of it.
The Moringa is going to fix it. And we're not talking about, you know, you can see ads for Moringa all day long, whether you're on social media or whatever. You'll see ads for Moringa all the time. But once again, it's like anything I tell you, sometimes it's just got a trace of it.
Mm-hmm.
A trace of it. And the thing I love about Nutrition Lab mm-hmm. is that it's powder form. It's real, it's raw, it's the real deal. It's the purest you can find on this earth.
The whole jar is Moringa.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
You're not popping a capsule or you're not looking at the label going, well, I wonder how much Moringa is actually in this.
Hmm.
You know, this is the real deal. This is the powder, like we need to mix some up.
Yes, I need to show you guys how to make it.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we just mixed it up in a shaker bottle. You don't have to do it in a shaker bottle. You can just stir it up with a spoon like mm-hmm. we did the other day. But we did a shaker bottle, and it's green, and it's so good. So cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. So.
It's so versatile because you can use it
and
in smoothies.
There's no bitterness.
No.
You know, that's what I just love about it. Oh my gosh. So we literally just mixed up 8 ounces. We split it, so we're each getting about 4 ounces. But there's really no bitterness to it.
And this is all the macronutrients that your body needs. So you have 11 minerals, vitamins, you have 9 amino acids, the most essential ones that your body needs. You have iron, so great for your blood. You have magnesium, great to relax. You have calcium, amazing for your structure, and a whole list, a lot longer. So we're talking about addressing inflammation. We're talking about addressing sleep and stress, regulating hormones, improving your thyroid functioning, your gut, digestive issues, your mood swings, fatigue, like the list goes on and on and on, beautifying your skin. It's just, like you said, the holy grail.
But I think the world is so unaware of it. It's really sad. And you know, what I love about this, like I said, there's no bitterness to it, is a lot of times when you're supposed to be taking something good for you, healthy, you have to like chug it and chug something else with it, and you're just like, ah, you know. But this is so good.
So the reason why I love, again, I said I'm a plant snob, right? So I did my research. The reason why I love Nutrition Labs is that they did something very unique compared to all the other brands in the market right now. And I'm talking globally. They have broken down the cellulose wall that is in the leaf of the moringa. So the moringa is a tree that grows really fast. So it's readily available and we can have a lot of sustainability on that. So you're drinking something that is helping our planet. And once you consume it, you can actually put it back into the soil. It helps regenerate the soil. I love this plant. But once you break down that cellulose wall,
right,
then we have lost through evolution certain enzymes in our body that allow us to break down those cellulose walls. So they have patented a technology through German labs to break down that and make it readily available for the body. So it doesn't taste as bitter. It's not hard on your tummy. Your body can immediately absorb it, use it for fuel. I just think that out of all the plants in the world, I love moringa. It is the holy grail. I love cacao. I love some of the berries. But if the world focuses on drinking this, you can drink it hot, also turn it into a tea, make it into an iced latte, like go wild. You have something here that is 10x or even potentially 100x what the tea world is. So, and you can solve a lot of the micronutrient deficiencies that our world is going through right now. So now, if the body is nourished, guess what's going to happen at 3 p.m.? You don't crave that brownie. You're not craving that extra sugary thing because your body's nourished. It's functioning.
And you're not crashing.
You're not crashing.
How many people want a nap in the middle of the afternoon? That's why they reach for food. That's why they reach for candy because they need to, like, get a pick-me-up, you know? But, like, I just don't understand why the world is not... Like, I heard about moringa years ago, like, I literally, and I actually bought a bottle because I saw something on social media, and I researched it, but it was a capsule, but then I never took it. I was like, nah, do I really want to take it? Like, really, how much is in here, you know?
The potency of this has no comparison.
No.
This is truly, like, so delicious.
And you all, and also the other thing that I hate about taking capsules is that capsule that you have or that you take, you really don't really know what's in that capsule, what made up that capsule, and how often should you be putting that capsule versus a tablet, you know, in your body. And so I steer away from a lot of capsules because I just never know what
can be in it.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of another thing. The moment you expose any plant to oxygen, it gets oxidized. Think of an avocado. When you cut it in half, it gets oxidized, turns brown. An apple turns brown. Coffee, the coffee beans, you can hear in my accent, I'm half Swiss, half Colombian. I know a little bit about coffee. So the moment you crack the seed open and you expose it to oxygen, it gets rancid. So most of the pre-ground coffee is actually rancid coffee, and that's why people, it's very moldy, that's why people drink it and they don't like it, and they need to add creamers and mixers to mask this moldiness that it has. Now, the moment you expose anything to oxygen, it gets oxidized. Nutrition Lab uses nitrogen. So the moment that they work with the plant to the entire process of bottling, they are in very regulated labs, and the plant, once it arrives to you, is not oxidized. That's why the smell is still a little sweet, almost. Like
very fresh.
All of these nutritional compounds are still very alive.
Right.
I'm so glad you've been drinking this, and I'm so glad you love it.
Oh, my God.
I am in love with them.
You know, I only have a couple things I'm addicted to in life. One is waking up every day and being thankful that I'm still here. The other one is exercise. Like, you know, this is a new addiction. I'm just because I know the benefits that are going to come from it. Like I feel like I could be around now for another 40 years.
Easy. Healthy.
So where can everybody find you? Like if people wanted to research you and find you, where can they find you? Instagram?
Just my name, Erica Romelli, Instagram. Yes. podcast coming up soon and YouTube coming up soon. They actually closed my YouTube channel when I was talking about COVID and remedies and all that. But that's not your answer.
Yeah.
So, new channel coming soon. Just my name online. Hit me up. I'm happy to do a consultation for you. I'm happy to help you and guide you in your journey to health. And if you're looking for some plans and some reliable advice from someone that really knows and really cares, I'm here for you. I'm here to back you up. And
the name
help
of that
you.
Company, Better Humans.
My company is called Better Humans. Yeah. I'm an advisor for luxury resorts and spas, for corporations all over the world. I work with record labels, with touring bands, UFC fighters, incredible individuals. I'm kind of like their witch on call, the one behind the scenes to keep all of these beautiful, amazing humans happy, healthy, and wealthy.
So, once again, you've heard it here with Unhinged with Teresa Romer.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.